Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Great to have you here on this Thursday morning. Hopefully you got your dig out done. The cleanup has been done. A lot of people talking about firing up their snowblower, getting their shovels out, and bless those neighbors that are out there helping with that as well. Lots of people helping their neighbors get out of their driveway this morning. The storm cleanup continues around the province, and Highway Hotline doing regular checks of the Highway Hotline. We are seeing more and more that southeast part of the province, which at one point this morning was pretty much a no-go zone, now is very much opened up. There's still a couple parts there around Grenfell, south of Whitewood, where you see reduced visibility and travel not recommended on some of those highways. But for the most part, things have opened up again, and we've even got some what I would call good winter driving conditions in a lot of the province, which is good to hear for sure. Well, I always look forward to this segment. We've done this a couple of times, and as we get close to the holiday season and Christmas, we thought maybe this would be a good time to do this, a segment about vinyl. Vinyl records, of course, have made a huge comeback in recent years. Doesn't matter if you're shopping for yourself, for a collector, maybe you're dusting off the turntable for the first time in about a decade and you want to get back into it. There's lots of reasons why vinyl is making the resurgence that it is. I was just reading an article the other day that vinyl sales are the highest they've been since 1984. 1984, the last time we saw vinyl records selling at the rate that they are selling now. And two fellas that know lots about that are Darren O'Grady and Darren McKay. They are the co-owners of Vinyl Diner Records in Saskatoon. We've had them on the program before, and I'm happy to see they've stopped into studio today. Darren, welcome to be here.
Hello again, Evan.
And we've cut our hair. Like, what is going on? Record shop guys, I was used to the long hair. Just time for a change.
You're rubbing off on us.
Well, this isn't by choice, this hairstyle of mine. Well, great to have you both here. How is the biz? It's been a year or so since we've chatted. Things in the record biz?
Oh, that's great. Business is growing month to month, and this Christmas season is... it's been good.
Yeah. So, you know, we've talked about the resurgence of vinyl, and I think there's a lot of people that speculate this is the kids nowadays that are buying the records. Is it the kids? Who are your customers?
It's wide range, but it actually does surprise me, the younger generation, especially with all the streaming out there that you could just, you know, music at your fingertips.
Right.
But there's... still leaning towards vinyl. It's so cool to see.
Mm-hmm. It is cool to see. What do you think drives that? What is the attraction to vinyl? Is it the nostalgia of it? What, do you have an idea what
it would be? I think the attraction is having the physical media in your hand, you know, and being able to listen to the entire album kind of forces you to listen to the entire album, which is a different experience than...
Right. Yeah, just that notion of being able to hold it. Justin Blackwell, who does the afternoon show just after me on this station every day, he was just in here and we were talking about this segment coming up, and he said, I was just at Dad's, I went through his records and I was pulling out a few that I wanted to keep. That's the reality, is lots of us have parents or family members who had great record collections in the day. So this resurgence is good in a variety of different ways.
Yeah, that's the way a lot of collections start is, you know, an uncle or something, they're done with it and they're like, here, take these.
Right.
You know, and then a younger kid or whatever, it's like, okay, I have all these records. This is great. And then, you know, it's usually older stuff. And then they're like, well, hey, I can go get some Taylor Swift. I can get some newer artists, Kings and Leon, whatever. Right. So then you build your collection from there.
What would you say if you break down the sales that you do at Vinyl Diner Records? Is a lot of it new presses, like new albums, new artists cutting albums, or is it the vintage, the more kind of nostalgic stuff?
It's definitely both, yeah. Nowadays, too, a lot of people are hesitant to part with their collections. So for us to get in, you know, a good copy of like Led Zeppelin 1, for example, it's coming fewer and fewer. So we have the option, we'll bring in the new one. And then that's great as well, because, you know, it's going to be pristine, right? You're starting with a pristine record, no scratches or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I was talking with Shaq this morning on the morning show a bit, and he said he pulled out some of his old Rush albums, and they've got coffee stains on the jacket and, you know, whatever the case may be. But that's the thing. If it was an album you really loved, you probably played the heck out of it.
You sure did.
And so you maybe want to, you know, update the quality of the record.
Yeah.
So today's records, you know, this is a question that someone had texted in earlier today when I mentioned we were going to be talking about this. Are they recorded the same way old records were?
A lot of them are remastered. They'll make a new plate. They'll have engineers redo the music. And it will... Now, the technology is a lot better today. And, right. You know, the jury's still out there whether they're better or not. I know a lot of people are... They like to have the original, which is really cool.
Right.
But, you know, I have multiple copies of the original and the remastered, and they all sound different. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a preference.
Right. So, yeah. And I would imagine a lot of it has to do with the system too, that you're playing it on. If you're buying a $50 record player, that, you know, you're probably not going to notice
you're
the
not
sound
notice
difference.
That. No.
Yeah.
No.
But if you've got a nice stereo system, what would you say if I were to ask you, the majority of your customers coming into the store, are they, you know, audiophiles who have got this incredible system at home? Do they have the closet record player they pull out that looks more like a suitcase? What are the majority of your customers using?
Yeah, I think the majority, you know, it goes right across the board. The, I guess maybe the people that have just getting into it, they probably are buying smaller systems. But, you know, we're also, you know, we talk to merchants and stuff like that in town here that sell equipment, and they're seeing a resurgence of bigger speakers, amplifiers, better turntables.
Right.
Those sales are also going up. So
that was going to be a question I was going to ask you, is do you talk with other retail vendors that sell the equipment needed? And they're obviously, I mean, if records are being sold at a fast pace, so too are record players, I'm assuming.
Yeah, you bet.
What about, like, I know someone had suggested that, you know, getting you compromise quality when you get a Bluetooth record player, for example, that connects to a Bluetooth speaker. Is it personal preference, or what do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, you could still get the Bluetooth, which is it's fine, and it's you lose a little bit of the quality, but you're still getting the experience of putting that record on. You still have to do that. You lose a little bit, but like Darren said, the technology is getting a whole lot better too, where you know, it's going to carry that sound a lot better. Mm-hmm.
We have some texts that are coming in already, and one of the texters, Bob, said, I'd love to hear your guest's thoughts on the warmth of what used to be the old record sound versus maybe something now digitally recorded that doesn't quite meet the same standard. Does it come down to the record player? Because I know what he's talking about. Those, you throw on a record from 1975, and warmth is probably a good word to use.
Yeah, it's... You know, again, it comes down to the equipment, the speakers, the amplifier. You know, they always, tube amplifiers, they always say they're warmer. But yeah, playing vinyl, it's just naturally a warmer format.
There's actually a number of texts that are coming in looking for recommendations on record players. I don't know if you guys ever weighed into that or not, but here's one from Larry in Melford saying, I'm looking for an inexpensive record player that has decent quality audio and a good quality stylus. Anything that you recommend? Do you guys you get into that? You don't sell players.
We
do you?
Don't. No. I mean, you want to buy something that's name brand, do some shopping around. Go to some shops that have been around for a long time, guys that know what they're talking about.
Right.
You know, I'd highly recommend that.
I see another text here saying, I just remember my dad blowing the fuzz off the needle. Is that still a thing? That's a funny question, actually.
It certainly is, yeah. you can honestly get like a hair wrapped around that thing, and it'll mess everything up.
Right.
Yeah, we recommend too. It's just a very easy vinyl brush. Give it a quick wipe before you put the needle down, because you never know, it'll pick up anything.
Sure. Particles,
yeah,
for sure.
Just even a little piece of paper.
We do have stylus cleaners too.
And yes, yeah, there is a stylus cleaner, and you can just wipe it with got some solution on there as right. well.
Okay. We're chatting today with Darren O'Grady and Darren McKay, co-owners of Vinyl Diner Records. They are with us right till 12 o'clock. We are going to open up the phone lines momentarily. 1-877-332-8255 is the number, and I would love to hear from you. We're going to get into, you know, some of those prized records these two have in their own personal collections, any elusive records that they've been wanting to find and haven't been able to. And of course, I would love to hear from you. If you've got a record story, if you've got a record question, we've actually got a couple of people already texting in, maybe looking to sell records, so we can talk a bit about kind of value and what enhances the value of records if you are selling them. A lot of people picking up records at garage sales and those types of things. So lots to talk about when it comes to vinyl records, and we will be back momentarily with our guests here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Anytime we do a segment like this, it's always fascinating to me. People come out of the woodwork interested in. Just a couple of weeks ago, we did a segment on antiques, and with no end of calls and texts, people wanting to weigh in. Well, today we're talking vinyl records, and the pictures and the texts are coming in fast and furious. Text lines are open, 1-877-332-8255. I've got two guests in studio, Darren O'Grady and Darren McKay. These two fellas are co-owners of Vinyl Diner Records in Saskatoon. If you have a question for them, whether it's about a record you have in your collection, one you're trying to find, we can talk a little bit about value, although I know value, just in the experience I've had with you two fellas, value is quite tough if you don't actually have the record in your hand, right? You need to be able to look at the condition.
We need to look at the condition,
yeah,
yes.
For sure. But we can talk a little bit about that. So phone lines are officially open for you, 1-877-332-8255. I see a text here from Ron in Saskatoon, says, I retired 3 years ago, and one of the things I decided to do was start collecting vintage stereo equipment and records. He sends a picture with a lineup of speakers and turntables and you name it, components. He's got it lined up there. But collectors, that's the big part of this industry, is it not? People that like to collect.
Yeah, you bet. It's a passion. Mm-hmm. You know,
what was it for you guys? Were you friends prior to starting this business, and what prompted you to say, let's open a record shop?
Funny story. we were looking for hockey cards.
Totally different collectible.
Yeah. It was collectibles, but, we ran across some records, and I had actually had a turntable set up, and I actually ended up buying some records. Yeah. And then Darren, yeah, he went full bore and
ballistic. Yeah,
it was ballistic.
I just went to town.
Were you buying them at garage sales? Where were you getting them?
Yeah, we got them at a secondhand store. Okay. That trip.
Yeah,
and I went to town, and I always listened to vinyl, like growing up and whatever, and knew I was going to get a vinyl player. I actually did have a vinyl player, so I'm like, okay, well. And then I got home and it was broken. So I didn't even actually get to listen to my records. I had to buy another one.
Investment. Yeah.
So it was, I probably had to wait, probably a month to listen to all those records I bought.
But it's one thing. So it's one thing to be passionate about it. I mean, you were talking about hockey cards. I'm a sports card collector myself, but I'm not opening a shop. Like it's a bit of a leap of faith, I would imagine, in a niche market like vinyl. In fact, you've been doing it now for a few years, but it's growing in popularity. You must have had some vision that this was going to be a good investment.
Yeah, we've seen the growth happening because we were collecting the records. We were record buddies, so we'd always go to the shops and travel around. And opportunity knocked at one of the places we shopped at.
Yeah.
And it just went from there.
Tell me what it's like. We were chatting a little bit off air, running a record store, locally owned, and I'm always a supporter of a local business. I think it's a great way to support our community by supporting local, shopping local, walking into an actual store. But I also know there's some big box stores that'll sell records as well. Tell me the difference you feel between a shop like yours and one of the big box stores that maybe sells the same product.
a lot of empty aisles in those box stores. It's too open. You come to our store, it's intimate, and we're probably 90% of the time we're playing vinyl on the player, right. Vinyl or CD, sometimes even cassettes. Something cool comes in, it's a cassette. I don't know, throw that on.
It's still wild to me that cassettes are even a thing still.
But we sell the old school experience of being in a record store.
Right. And there is something cool about it. Something nostalgic about that, isn't it?
Flipping through records. I mean, you could spend 2 hours going through everything there.
Yeah. Okay, I want to take a quick call. We've got a call coming in on the phone here, 1-877-332-8255. I've got a number of texts coming in as well. I want to get to the text, but I'll throw Bob on from Saskatoon. Bob, how are you today?
Oh, fine for the old guy there, Kevin.
Well, I'm glad to have you on the show. Are you a record guy yourself?
Well, I have an older record player from 48 to 52. It's stereo with two detached speakers. The center of it comes out and goes back in because it's European, whatever it was. And it even got speed 16 on it and uses a tube.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
So I got some Goodyear records with Doris Day, Robert Goulet, and that, and a few others as far as that from the late 50s.
But the
one I generally got is Sweepy Hollow on one side and Van Winkle on the other side by Boris Karloff. And I play that every Christmas. So that's worth anything.
Is that worth anything?
I'm sure it has some value.
I haven't got the cover for it, but I got the record.
Yeah.
And all the others in records with all the past stars and that with Robert Goulet, Maurice Chevalier, the Tabernacle, and all the other ones as far as that goes. Even Diana Shore as far as is on that one, too, for Christmas.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people, Christmas is a time when people like to break the records out. Isn't that the case? So many great old Christmas records.
Oh, yeah.
Elvis. I mean, my mom used to throw Elvis
Dean
on.
Martin.
Dean Martin. That's mm-hmm. right. So those old record players, like Bob's talking about, are you still able to get the needles for them?
Not locally.
No.
Not that I know of.
Like, you're probably going to have to go online order or a special order or something like that. Yeah. Because, I mean, I think it's cool, you know, if you've got an old record player and you still got it going, that's great.
He's got one that plays 16.
Yeah.
That's very, very rare. I haven't even heard of that. Yeah,
we've got a number of texts that are coming in on the text line that I want to get to. And so what we'll do is we'll take our break. Phone lines are officially open, by the way, 1-877-332-8255. And the text line is open as well. Lots of different texts coming in. My guests today are Darren O'Grady and Darren McKay, co-owners of Vinyl Diner Records. If you have a record-related question, maybe you've just got a story you want to tell, we're into listening to your stories as well. And we'll explore some of the more sought-after records that you might find in Vinyl Diner Records. When we come back, you're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Number is 1-877-332-8255. The phone lines are officially open. If you have a vinyl record related question or you want to weigh in on the discussion that we're having, we've got two great guests, Darren O'Grady, Darren McKay, co-owners of Vinyl Diner Records. Two of the chillest guys you're ever going to meet. I said, if you could think of stereotypical record store owners, I feel like that's you guys. I really, and I don't mean that in a bad way. You guys are just a couple of chill guys that like music, and I love that about you. So is there a way, because we're getting a number of people texting in now kind of talking about the value of their records. Generally speaking, I know this is true for things like comic books and hockey cards. There's a kind of a central website you can go to that helps with grading of records. What do you use?
We use Discogs to basically value records.
Right.
Yeah.
And so what are the things that you would be looking at? I'm assuming like no scratches on the record, the condition of the record itself. Walk me through. Someone brings in a record they want to sell you. What do you look at?
Someone brings in a record, we'll pull it out. We look at the jacket and stuff. And then under good quality light, we look at the actual vinyl, look for any scratches or anything like that. Now, if they're pristine, obviously, you know, it gets full market value if it has a scratch on it, it devalues it so much. Mm-hmm. It's, you know,
yeah, it knocks it away. I mean, I know that the same to be true in the sports card industry as well. I'm guessing, you know, I've got boxes of records, some of which are mine, some of which were my parents' records. I'm guessing people sometimes have this view that their records are worth a lot of money when the reality is, especially if they've been used as regular play records or played a lot, the chances of them, even if they're a good record, a desirable record, if it's been played a lot, that's going to hurt the value of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Accurate. What are, give me a couple of holy grail records in the hockey card industry. Everybody wants the Gretzky rookie or the Bobby Orr rookie or what. Are there those type of records people aspire to have in their collection? Can you think of one?
Oh,
not really off the top of my head.
Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah, I like any of those early, especially like Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin, a lot of the UK pressings, because that would come out in the UK first. Zeppelin, for example, I think they're the red labels, would be the first pressings of them.
Right.
They go for quite a bit of money.
Mm-hmm. What's the most expensive record you guys have ever sold? Do you know?
Oh. Sold a jazz record, actually. We've sold multiple records, actually, for $400 to $500.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I noticed, actually, there's a text on the text line. Are jazz records kind of the genre for collectors of records nowadays? So you guys sell jazz records. Are they?
We do sell jazz records, but honestly, everything's collectible.
Right.
From every genre.
Right. I just played Morgan Wallen on country records.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, Tom Bray, my dad, there was a lot of Johnny Cash. There was a lot of Statler Brothers in that record collection. I can tell you that. George in Regina says, what about cassettes? He says, we've got some of our favorite Christmas music on cassette. The only time we use our cassette player is at Christmas. Are cassettes coming back as well?
Yeah, cassettes are...
Like you sell cassettes?
We do.
Is
we
that
do.
Right,
yeah.
Eh?
Well,
they're mainly used, but that one kind of... We ended up getting, like, cassettes weren't selling, and then we got a good collection in with, like, good titles.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they were selling. We thought it was kind of a dead format, but we just didn't have good cassettes to sell at that
point.
I'm going
to say, everyone in Saskatchewan has at one time owned an Oak Ridge Boys cassette tape. I feel like that's a given. I feel like it is. But there are some artists, like, I could be wrong, but was Taylor Swift, did she release something to cassette? There was a new artist that recently released something to cassette, but I can't remember which one it was.
Yeah, Taylor Swift, her new one, Showgirl, Life of Showgirl. Right. That was on cassette.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. The newer artists will generally, they'll do cassette, CD, and vinyl.
Yeah. Just kind of cover all of the, I want to read a few more texts here. You're welcome to text in or give us a call if you like, 1-877-332-8255. Sean in Weyburn says, my first album was Led Zeppelin 4. Despite my wife's frustrations, I still own it.
Nice.
Sweet.
Wayne says, I have an early 80s Panasonic Techniques amp that needs repair. Can you guys help or point me in the right direction?
There's not a lot of places in the city that does it. I think Don's Electronics in Rostern.
Okay.
Probably be the guy to go to.
Don's the guy?
I think
Rostern,
so, yeah.
Rostern, Saskatchewan.
He's an old school guy.
Of all places, yeah.
Is that right? Doing. Like, will he do work on turntables as well?
I don't think so. There's a guy that we send people to. He just does it out of his... His name's actually Dave the Turntable Man.
Oh, really?
And he just does it out of his house.
And does he have, like, is he on Facebook or something, do you know? Or can you find him somehow?
I'm not sure. But
I'm guessing you can't look up Dave the Turntable Man.
You can contact the store. We have his card and his number and everything.
Perfect. Okay.
He is a bit of a snowbird, so he goes down south for the winter. So, but other than that, for turntables, I don't know anybody else who does it.
Yeah, yeah. For sure. 1-877-332-8255. Colleen from Buena Vista says, do you sell 45s?
We do.
You do? Okay. She says, my husband acquired a 1961 jukebox that works like a charm. The only thing he needed to replace was the cloth-wrapped cord. It came with several 45s in it, but we would like to buy some more. So you sell 45s.
Oh, yeah. We have 45s, yeah. New and old.
That's good.
Yeah.
Along with the little plastic centerpiece that we used to play with all the time. Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we sell those too.
I know those were popular. Oh, look at he's pulling one out of the. What do we got here?
The Subway, Chapel Rowan.
Oh, yeah. That's the one where she mentioned Saskatchewan.
Mentioned Saskatchewan. We went to Saskatchewan, yeah.
Yeah.
So we figured we'd bring this in and, yeah.
That is awesome.
This is huge, yeah.
Yeah, that is.
Especially for here.
And it's a good tune, and the fact that it mentions our province.
Yeah.
Of course, there's a big lobby to get her to come to Saskatchewan.
Right?
So.
That's right. If she's listening, come to Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
You heard saying.
Come to the store.
You heard it from the Vinyl Diner guys. That's right. 1-877-332-8255. Okay, let's keep going on the text line here. Brenda, my brother gave me all his old Kiss records. Eight of the first ones with the original members. That was my best Christmas present ever. So what if they were used? I got rid of my big stereo system, so I didn't need them. Still had them. A year ago, I had a garage sale. A guy came in looking for records. I dug out my Kiss records and sold them to him for a dollar each. Worst mistake ever. She doesn't have a question. She's just using this as a therapy session.
Oh, yeah. Oh, especially if it's a complete collection. Those are tough to let go.
Yeah, well, for sure, for sure.
Especially for a dollar.
Yeah. Along with vinyl records and a good tube amp, don't forget good quality vintage set of speakers that make a world of difference. Speakers are a big part
of it. Speakers are huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's one of the most important
parts. I think about some of the speakers we had in our old stereo system. They were these old wooden cabinet speakers, yeah. But they had that deep, you know, that deep sound that, of course, I can still picture the sound coming through those speakers. Okay, here's another one. This one from Barry in North Shore Fishing Lake. I have a 1973 Pink Floyd Dark Side of the Moon limited edition original master recording, never played, still in the original unopened plastic wrap. Wow. Mobile Fidelity Sound Lab Harvest US label. Any idea of value?
Oh, I'd have to look that up.
That would be a good one.
It'll be up there, though.
That Mobile Fidelity is kind of an audiophile one, and they're even hard to find in good shape, because especially the early ones like that.
Yeah.
And then sealed. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, that's the point. Still in the original unopened plastic wrap. That's pretty rare.
Very,
You know, I know I've got a few records in my collection that still have the plastic wrap on the jacket, right, to try and keep it. But and you guys taught me you can buy covers for your records. So if it's one you want to keep in good shape, you guys sell these covers.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah.
Right, that you can sell. Okay, well, maybe I'll get you to look that up, and even at the break or something like that, we can come back and see what that's worth, because that sounds like a pretty good find
there. That is a good find.
Yeah. Gord and Humboldt, do you sell any of those small 78 RPM records?
We don't sell them.
70? I didn't know there was different sizes. So are these different sizes?
Yeah, the 78s, it's the speed. And yeah. they're also made differently. They're shellac record.
And they're thick, too, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, and they break.
Even heavier.
Yeah, and they're heavy.
Yeah. You don't sell 78s?
No.
Okay.
No, that format's kind of gone.
Do you buy collections? Like, do you have people that will stop in the shop and say, hey, I'm looking to sell my collection? Does that happen?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Daily.
Almost on the daily, yeah.
Is that right?
Whether it's, you know, 10, 15, 20 to 50 to a big collection, you know, we're talking 500 to 1,000 and more.
I actually noticed the text here further down came in earlier this morning, Marv saying the timing is pretty good regarding the vinyl records buy and sell guys you're bringing on. I'm thinking about selling my collection. I have 650, mostly vinyl LPs, some 45, 78s, and even some 25 Edison records. What is that? 25 Edison records.
I don't know.
Like for the old Edison, like clearly like the old gramophone or whatever. They're the size of a 78. They play at that speed. They were made from 1902 to 1935. So the newest one is 90 years old. He's cataloging it. He's getting them ready. A lot are from his personal collection. So he says he'll be listening intently and maybe he'll stop by. If Marv stops into the store, you'll know who we're talking about. Okay, why don't we take our last break? Lots of texts coming in. Happy to take your questions. If you've got a question that's got to do with vinyl records, we've got the guys. Darren O'Grady, Darren McKay, co-owners of Vinyl Diner Records here. 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. She's all I want, and I've waited for so long. Welcome back to the show. Darren O'Grady and Darren McKay are joining me in studio. They are co-owners of Vinyl Diner Records in Saskatoon. And we have been taking questions through the text line and some phone questions as well. In fact, I want to go back to the phone. Yogi in Moose Jaw. Yogi, you're on with these two Vinyl Diner record experts. What's your question?
Okay, I've got a couple sets of records in 78s and jackets. A message from Mackenzie King. Are they worth anything?
Wow. A message from Mackenzie King.
Oh, that's, yeah. Sounds pretty cool. As far as value goes, I think we would need to have a look at it at the store. There's not a huge market for 78s, unfortunately.
Not a lot of people have the actual players to play those anymore.
Yeah. Right, the equipment to play them, yeah. Yeah, it's, thanks. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a cool record, though. Like, yeah. Message from, like, yeah. Not everybody's going to have that in their collection. But no. But things like that, I mean, so unique. So let's say you take a look at it, and it's in pristine shape. It's got, you know, maybe got a little bit of value. The question is, does the person who wants that walk into your store, right? I mean, that's, you've got to find the buyer for it.
Yeah.
So let's go back to, we had the question here. This was Barry in North Shore Fishing Lake. 1973 Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon. He said, limited edition, original master recording, never played, in the original unopened plastic wrap. This thing's got to have some value.
It's definitely got value to it. I was trying to look it up here. I was having trouble. But I guarantee you, it's up there.
Like, when you say up there, is it $200? Is it $400?
$200 for sure.
A used one in good condition would be like around the $200 range.
And then, a used one?
Yeah.
So like, this one, unopened plastic wrap.
It may have $400 value.
You'd think it at least double, yeah.
Right. Always good, though, I'm guessing you're going to want to see the record. You're going to want to have a look at it.
There's matrix numbers that we need to check.
Okay. Yeah. There's another text talking about unopened records. Paul in Regina says, I've got an unopened record album of Beverly Hills Cop original movie soundtrack. Is that worth anything?
Axel Foley.
Yeah.
Axel Foley. That's right.
Definitely cool. That one's one of those records they pressed a lot of. So, like, if we got that in used, I mean, it would probably be $8 to $10. The seal doesn't really add a whole lot of value. You might get $15, $20 of thing.
Okay. I'm smiling at this question. It's making me laugh, so I'm going to read it on the air. Scott in Saskatoon says, question one, why is Black Sabbath the best band ever to exist? Question two, why do they sound so good pumping through a pair of Klipsch Course 1 speakers?
Nice.
this guy's just, geeking out on music.
Well, first off, because he's the Prince of Darkness, and second off, he has great speakers.
That's funny. There was another question here about the value of, so, you know, we're getting a few questions. People have stereo components and they're wondering about value. Is there a place you point them to that does that kind of work? I'll give you an example. Diane in Kamsack said, I've got a 1985 Fisher stereo, dual cassette, radio, two speakers, and a turntable that's never played a record, so it's like brand new.
Oh, wow.
Does it have any value? And who would you point? Is that, do you go to an antique store? Do you go to a audio store?
Oh, good question.
I think there's a site called Canuck Audio. I think that's Canadian wide, but they give you a kind of a good idea.
Right.
Yeah, that would be a good place to look.
There's another couple of questions here asking, do Beatles and Elvis Presley records have any value? I mean, that's a pretty open-ended question. I guess it's going to depend. But there's got to be some more rare albums from those two artists.
Yeah. We find that the Beatles collections that we buy generally have pretty good value. And even in condition, we never throw out a Beatles album unless they're destroyed.
Right.
Elvis, I mean, they pressed millions and millions, right? The value just isn't there, but they're really cool and we still sell a lot of it.
I was going to say that Elvis Presley Blue Christmas record probably still gets played in a lot of households.
Yeah, a lot.
Well, as always happens, we run out of time very quickly. Darren O'Grady, Darren McKay, Vinyl Diner Records in Saskatoon. Thanks for coming in, you both. I appreciate you coming in.
Thanks,
it's always great to have you.
Yes, thank you.
All the best through the holidays to both of you.
Merry Christmas.
We'll take our break and we'll be back to finish up this Thursday Thursday edition of the Evan Bray Show. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.